Thanks to the guys at Townsville Auto Group. It's Jack and Danny on Star 106.3.
Coming up inside the next 5 minutes, a lead singer of a 90s iconic song has sadly passed away at the young age of 49. I'll give you all the details in Danny's feed.
Danny, you and I were sort of having this debate last week when I brought up the fact that my father-in-law will only drink bottled water, strictly, even if he's like completely parched, dehydrated. I'll go to the tap, get him a glass of water. He's like, no, don't drink that shit. He's like, bottled water only, please. You and I started having this debate and you're like, yeah, what's so weird about this? And I'm like, you don't drink the tap water?
Never, never. I don't remember the last time I drank out of a tap, Jack.
Which I think is just ridiculous.
Well, a lot of people in the building feel the same way.
No, they don't.
You were the only person, Jack, that drank out of the tap.
Who in the building?
Keely, Kimberly from Ardo in the
building. She's not in this building.
Well, she was in the same building that we were in.
You got one person. Anyway, I thought I'd get an expert on the line. Her name is Suzanne Dodge. She's a water filtration expert, Danny, from Complete Home Filtration. Welcome to the show. From the top, Suzanne, can you nip this in the bud? Which one's better to drink, bottled water from the shop, or can you drink it out of the tap safely?
Well, I mean, my preference is to use the tap water that we have. It's obviously very cost-effective coming straight out of the tap.
That's a win.
There's chemicals in it, though, to keep it safe as it moves through, you know, some very old pipework over big distances to get to your home. So they need to disinfect it, and so they put chlorine in. There's other things that can end up in the water, you know, that are regulated by the Australian Drinking Water Guidelines. But overall, I think the best option is to use your tap water, but filter it as it arrives at your home.
See, there you go. There's the key word, filter it again. So use a tap with a filter on, which is kind of like out of the bottle. Same deal.
It's not kind of like out of the bottle.
What we're saying is
it's a little bit different. It's freshly filtered, so you don't have the risk of anything leaching from the plastics that are in plastic bottles. And obviously you don't that environmental impact either.
Thank you, Suzanne.
That is very, very important.
That's all
the
I'm
main concern
say.
Here is the frog poo, the residual from going through the pipes. I understand there's chlorine and stuff in it, but still.
No, but let's talk. That's what I wanted to sort of touch down on, the chemicals in the plastic, Suzanne. I saw a doctor once about an IBD condition I've got, and she said best to take your plastic cap off the top of your takeaway coffee mug because the chemicals in that, given how hot it is, can leak into the coffee. Now, is this something you back, or is that a bit of a mythy poo, or what do you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'd say any sort of soft plastics with any sort of temperature with water are not good.
I lie. I have drunk water out of a tap, but before I do, I always boil it first and wait for it to cool down.
Is there any way, Suzanne, that we can possibly go about avoiding so much chemical?
Well, I mean, a good quality water filtration system will help with the water issues. I mean, obviously with PFAS, you know, it's not just in the water, it's in the food, it's in, you know, lots of different things that, you know, that we're exposed to. It's even airborne. So, you know, you're not going to be able to eliminate all of those exposure elements, but like water is definitely a big one. At the moment, the most effective way to remove PFAS from water is through a reverse osmosis membrane. So making sure that you've got, you know, for your drinking water especially, a good RO system is really important. We're currently working on a system that will remove it for the whole house. So we specialize in whole of home water filtration systems. And so we've been working and received government funding over the last few years to develop a system that will deal with these contaminants as they enter the home. So it means that all the water coming into the home will have the PFAS either removed or significantly reduced, depending on, you know, what sort of water you've got coming in. And then it'll affect not only the water that you bathe in, drink, shower, cook, but it'll also affect your air quality as well within your home.
Wow. So in conclusion, Danny, I think we're kind of both right, kind of both wrong. A filtration system on your water, on your tap at home is probably the way to go. Suzanne Dodds, water filtration expert from Complete Home Filtration. Thank you so much for your time. But lastly, I've always wanted to know if you know this, Mount Franklin, where the hell is that? Is that real? Is there a real Mount Franklin?
It's my favourite mount.
Did they not just have something in the media about this recently? It's someone's backyard boar that... into for a while. I think there's some media articles about that. Yeah, it's basically just filtered bore water, as far as I know.
Mount bullshit is, I think, where it's come from. Thanks for your time, Suzanne.
No worries.